There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I have a question.
Okay.
That I've been thinking about. And I thought about it when I started watching the film that we're going to be recapping today.
Okay.
Because I know you have a musical background. And so excluding Cheetah Girls, forget Cheetah Girls. Have you ever been in a band?
You mean like a rock band?
Yeah, like a band. Like, did you and your friends get together and try to form a group or form a band or a garage band? Or did you ever do any of that kind of stuff?
I did, actually. It was so quick. It was really early on. I want to say it was in the beginning. I was a freshman or sophomore in high school. I was a part of, sort of. It was a manager that knew a bunch of dancers that also sang a bit and tried to form it. But that was really quick and nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened from it. So no.
Growing up, did you like, did you dream of being in one? Where did you come up with a name for your own band ever?
A name? No.
Yeah, you never got to the naming stage.
No.
See, I never learned the music. I just instantly jumped to naming the band I would be in. I never learned how to sing or play an instrument.
Okay.
But naming the band I was good at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of them? Are you going to share them
with me? Yeah. Well, no, the one my friend and I, so I was going to sing and I don't sing. And then I was also going to play bass and I also don't play bass.
Okay.
Nor did I own one at the time. So it was just, all right, you're going to play bass. But we got as far as coming up with the name Rude Awakening.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I do love that. See, we never could agree on anything when I played rock band for a while. I mean, this was
an obsession. Is that the word you're looking for?
Every night occurrence pretty much at my place in LA. I have to say, I got to throw out a name, and I know it sounds so dumb to do this, but Robert Kardashian was in my band.
I think you said that before.
Yeah, he was in my band.
It's a great band.
I just have some friends that we would go over, you know, after going out to dinner or whatever, while I was living in LA, that would come over, and I had the whole setup. I had the drums, the bass, the main guitar, the mic.
Nice.
I think at some point there was a piano playing situation. or I might be making that up in my head. I don't know. It was a while ago, but it was so fun. And I cannot pass by in an arcade if that like Guitar Hero or Rock Band is ever there. I can't.
You're in.
But it's so frustrating now because I used to be on the hard level and I can barely get through the easy level now. I mean, even on the easiest of easy songs, I'm terrible at it. It took a lot of work to get good at that game.
Well, I'd so like sad. To just propose that if you do put the band back together, you call it the Cheat Dashians. Thank you very much. Welcome to Magical Rewind, the show that makes you want to grab your friends, your PJs, and your popcorn and go back to a time when all the houses were smart, the wave tsunamis, and the high school's musical. I'm Will Friedle.
And I'm Sabrina Bryan.
Oh, strike up the satellites, folks, and check your frequencies, because we're taking it to the airwaves with 2012's Disney Channel movie, Radio Rebel.
Yes.
And possibly the only one we can recap that includes the word podcast in it.
That's very true.
Right? Because everything else is too early. Based on the debut novel Shrinking Violet by author Daniel Joseph, is first aired February 17th, 2012, to 4.3 million viewers, which is an impressive number, especially over 10 years ago. Now, some of the differences between the book and the movie we will recap, like the book takes place in Miami and her DJ name was Sweet Tea. But as is the case with every Disney film, it's either got sports or music. And this one, of course, is all about music and radio personalities and all that stuff. So as you can probably guess, Disney Records put out the pop punk influenced soundtrack with three Debbie Ryan, who was the star, three Debbie Ryan songs, including a cover of We Got the Beat, which was great, and another contributor named Fat Sue. It was shot in Vancouver, Canada, beautiful place. And it's also worth noting this is different than any of the other movies we've covered so far in that it's produced by a third party company. So this was not done in-house. This was not a Disney Channel like made at Disney for Disney. This was made by a company called Mar Vista and Two for the Money Media. And then they sold it to Disney to air in the United States. So very different than the normal kind of Disney machine pumping something out. This movie was made and then sold to Disney for Disney Channel. Also, it's not on Disney Plus, which it was on Disney Plus when we were originally starting to outline what we were going to do and look in and put our list together. It was on Disney Plus then. And then because of all this production stuff, with it being a third party, it probably had a finite life on the Disney Channel. And it is now currently on Peacock and it's on Amazon Prime for free.
Yes.
So you can either watch it there now or take a look after you listen to us. That's up to you. So first normal question we always ask, had you heard of Radio Rebel before we did this?
I had not. I had no idea about it. I obviously assumed we were going to be doing something with the radio station, which I'm so excited. It's always been a dream to do a radio station, be a DJ. That would be so incredible. But no, I was excited to find out what it was about. Obviously, Debbie Ryan, she's a queen on Disney Channel.
Yeah. Huge on Disney Channel. Huge.
So, and she's actually very
great.
Comedic, her timing on her, the shows where she's very funny. She's awesome. So I was excited, but just had never heard of this one.
Yeah, I had neither. I went in completely cold. And then instantly, I realized it was a modern day take on Pump Up the Volume. Are you familiar with Pump Up the Volume?
No.
Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume.
Christian Slater, underground pirate DJ, high school kid. I think he was in high school or early college. Pretty sure it was high school. And it's this same kind of premise. And you know, it's Christian Slater. So he's got the kind of, come on, everybody. You know, he's got that kind of Jack Nicholson vibe about him.
Yes.
And he's the cool guy who's is overlooked in school. It's this.
That's awesome. Well,
I would argue a better version of this. But then again, it's a Christian Slater movie. He was one of the biggest stars of the 80s. It had a ton of money. So it was really, really good. But before we make our debut on Seattle's number one destination for rock, Slam FM, let's get into the synopsis. So when high school shy, and I'm underlining shy, really, really shy girl Ryan goes undercover with a pirate radio persona that allows her to express her true feelings, things get out of hand, putting her prom and true identity at risk. Did you like it?
I did. I actually
did. Okay.
I thought, Debbie's just so adorable. It's hard to believe that she's so shy and you know, being put into this position of not a cool girl, because I just find everything about her so cute and adorable and cool.
She's the coolest person in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was a little bit unbelievable. But yeah, I thought it was really a cute movie. Cute.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was okay. It wasn't my favorite. It wasn't awful. The acting obviously was very good.
Yeah.
The acting we've seen is getting kind of better in a lot of the movies that were going on. Usually I don't have a problem with the acting. The acting was fine. I thought some of the characters were way over the top. I mean, like way over the top. Like, how mean can a bully get? I mean, are there really girls in school that are that horribly mean as her bully was in this movie? It was,
I think,
a little much.
Yes. I mean, her outright, like, basically calling people peasants and not absolutely not. But I think some of the things that she did, trapping her in a closet, I don't know if that would happen, but to get back at her through a boy, that's so typical. There's some stuff, but the extreme things of the things she was willing to say outright, she's not whispering them to her friend. She's literally saying it to anyone that's in the room, are just that was crazy to me.
I thought they went, a lot of the ancillary characters went very cartoony.
Yeah. The principal was the one for me that just, I could not stand. I just had such a hard time with her, what they gave her to do too. It was tough.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, I didn't dislike it. It just wasn't, it didn't, tonally, it didn't seem to know what it was to me. It wasn't really a comedy with wacky characters, and it wasn't really like a, it was, you could tell the time this was released seemed to be kind of around the Mean Girls.
Yes.
Clueless, kind of, like, I know Clueless was way before that, but it tried to catch that vibe, and I don't think it necessarily did. But anyway, the movie stars a Disney staple, an absolute, as Sabrina said at the beginning, Disney legend, Debbie Ryan. She plays the painfully shy Tara Adams, a.k.a. Radio Rebel. This was her third DCOM with 16 Wishes and The Suite Life movie in 2010 and 2011, respectively. She also guest starred on shows like Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, and Austin and Ally, and starred in Jessie with Peyton List and Cameron Boyce for 4 seasons on the Disney Channel. So again, absolute Disney royalty.
Yes.
And then there's Adam DeMarco. He's Gavin. He's a member of the G's, not quite Rude Awakening, who is smack dab in the middle of a prom, or MORP, we'll get into that, love triangle as the Radio Rebel love interest. He's also known most recently as Randall on The Order and Albie on season 2 of the hit show White Lotus. So has gone on to a pretty great career.
Yeah.
Merritt Patterson plays Stacy, the school's queen bee and mean girl who's obsessed with being the prom queen. And then we have Serena Palmer as Audrey. That's Tara's best friend who helps hide her secret identity, who I thought was very funny. And then Martin Cummins is Rob Lynch Adams. He's Tara's stepfather who runs Slam FM. And he was Mayor Kelly in almost 80 episodes of Riverdale. And I liked what they did with his character.
I did, too. I liked their relationship.
Yes, that was, that to me was actually one of the nicer relationships of the film, is watching that kind of them learn each other and grow, and then she's able to open up to him. It was, I liked that. I liked how they went.
It's one of our first step relationships.
Yeah.
They've done the dad one a bunch of times. We've always had a lot to say about this, so I wasn't expecting it to be great. And then it turned out to be a really nice transition, different kind of relationship for us to see. I enjoyed that.
I agree. The easy writing thing would have made it where he doesn't care about her, she's successful, so we want to keep it going. Right. It's all about Slam FM. And he was like, you're my stepdaughter first. I liked that quite
a
bit. There's a lot of other people in this one, with a large majority being local Canadian actors, which you will see a lot of because of lower budgets and rules productions have to follow when shooting up in Canada. You have to do a certain percentage of your cast has to be Canadian actors, and that's absolutely the way it should be.
Well, it's also cheaper not having them come fly, stay, you know, all of that.
But it's also like, if you're going to come shoot a movie in our country, you've got to use a group of our actors.
Yes.
And I think that's fair.
I do too.
This movie runs just 85 minutes, 5 below the target, a number we continue to flirt with, unlike something like, say, Fuzzbucket, which was 9 minutes long. It was directed by Peter Howitt, who directed the 1988 Gwyneth Paltrow hit Sliding Doors. Also, the Julianne Moore, Pierce Brosnan rom-com Laws of Attraction, and the Mr. Bean movie Johnny English. If you look at this man's IMDb, it is so strange, where it's like you go from Sliding Doors and movies with Pierce Brosnan to kind of DCOMs and stuff. It's a wild ride, this man's career. It really is. Outside of the original novel's writer, the script was written by Eric Patterson and Jessica Scott, a duo who wrote Another Cinderella Story and A Cinderella Story, Once Upon a Song.
Mm.
So first, I think the way we have to get into this for some of our younger listeners who are joining our show, let's first discuss what radio is. So radio kids, no, I'm kidding. But I think that in 2012, this might have been the last kind of year
right.
you could have pulled off a movie about radio.
Yeah.
Did the girls on your dance team, does anybody listen to the radio? Do they have favorite DJs? Is this a thing anymore?
No, I think everything is basically on Pandora or where, you know, Spotify, Apple, iHeart is probably, I would say, the biggest.
The one that's still going the most.
That feels most like a radio station type thing.
They got Ryan Seacrest and people like that are still doing it. Mario Lopez and stuff like that.
But it's still streaming. You still do not have to turn on a radio, you know, specifically. You can, but you don't have to. You can stream it on your phone, you know, anywhere you are, your computer, anywhere, which is so different than having to be at either your car or in your house to like tune into a radio station.
Ugh, it's my wife and I were on a walk this morning. It took two of us to answer a text on her watch.
Oh,
that's all I have to say about that. So that's what you're absolutely right. It was all streaming and everything. So then, yes, this is probably the last year that they can pull off a movie about an actual DJ or what would be a DJ. If they were going to make the modern equivalent of this, it would be something like a podcast.
Right.
Or, you know, a podcast that all the kids are listening to or something they can stream. But then a lot of the instant, it has to go live, you need to be here at such and such a time, that kind of goes away.
Yes.
A lot of the problems and difficulties that she finds during this film wouldn't exist because she could pre-record a bunch of stuff and do 10 podcast episodes and walk away,
right,
which you can't do anymore. It's what my friends and I call the public phone problem, where in the 80s, there are so many 80s movies just about, we can't find a telephone that works.
Yes, and you said before that those movies now would be five minutes long at the most.
They would. You pick up your cell phone and you call somebody and you're done.
Or back when I was younger, it was the pager. You had a pager so your parents could get a hold of you. They'd send a certain message to call back them when they needed you. And you had to find a phone. So you were at your friend's house or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
nobody does that anymore. No one. Yeah. There is a whole thing about how kids no longer have to speak to their friend's parents anymore. Because you used to call the house and say, "Hello, Mr. Johnson. Is John there? Can I please talk to him?" Although that'd be terrible if his name was actually John Johnson. but it is. They don't have to do that anymore. You just call your friend, you hit your friend up, and that's
right.
It. So they've skipped a step.
Yep.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Did you have trouble buying it? So the premise you have to buy into right away with this movie, and they really pushed it far, and I get it, is that Tara is so shy that she can't speak to most people. And that's not hyperbole. She literally can't speak. She can talk to her best friend.
Right.
And the two twins that are there. But she can't talk to any of the other kids in school, her stepdad. She literally can't form words. Were you okay with that?
I watch Big Bang Theory, and there's a character in Big Bang that can't. I think it would need so much more of a pre-story type thing to actually believe it.
A backstory.
Or to see it happen over and over again. And I think it doesn't happen enough. I think it needs to be a lot more. It needs to be where you can really realize. I didn't understand that until the second time I watched it. I just thought she was shy.
Yeah.
And I thought she was shy around boys. Okay, that's normal. But the idea that this character cannot speak, who she basically freezes completely, shuts down.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real thing, but I agree with you. I would like to have seen that set up a little, because 30 to 40% of this film is convincing people that she's so shy.
Right.
That she couldn't be Radio Rebel because she literally can't speak.
And you don't get that. Again, it's just hard to believe that just was tough. That was really hard to put in to my brain that, she's not speaking at all.
Yeah.
She might need to get rid of the twin friends. It really just be one friend, right?
Yeah. The twin friend, that was another very cartoony pair of, cartoony. A lot of the extra characters.
When they showed up in the elevator with the red outfits, I died. I thought that was so funny.
Oh, they were very funny. I love the, can you tell us apart? It's like, you are fraternal twins.
You're not even near looking identical. But
agree with you 100%. One extra scene of her mom maybe saying, why don't you try to talk to somebody today? Or sitting with a counselor saying, I want you to say one thing to one person today. That's your whole goal today. Because then that contrast between her when she then becomes Radio Rebel, where she instantly snaps into, okay, this is my happy place. And when I'm in front of the microphone, I'm in my bedroom. This is my happy place. I can say all the things I couldn't say today. I would just love to have seen a little more of that than just, I can't talk to this guy, to Gavin. You know,
it didn't really, I don't think it read as well as it, there might've been another way to do it, to make it read and be understood just a little bit more.
I agree. And so of course the show she's doing, which she does live from her bedroom, takes off in popularity. Everybody is starting to love this show. They're trying to figure out who Radio Rebel is. And she's obviously staying as anonymous as she can. And it's easy to overlook her. They've set that up because this person who talks so eloquently on the radio every week, who it seems to get us, knows exactly what we're going through, is speaking right to us, can't possibly be the girl who can't form words in front of anybody. It turns out, of course, that her stepdad, which is, we talked about a little bit before there, runs or is a like a managing director at the biggest radio station in Seattle, Slam FM.
Huge.
And so, again, I found it interesting that she let the persona drop. So she instantly, the first real scene that we have with the stepfather and her, she gives up that she's Radio Rebel.
She got out it so fast. I was not ready for that. I thought this secret was going to go on for a while. We're 5 minutes into the movie. She has a, you know, he comes to her door. She doesn't, again, she doesn't look like she doesn't want, it didn't come off that she could not talk to him. It was like she was uncomfortable and just didn't want to talk to him, which most teenagers are, I feel. That's what I hear at that age. They get out of my room. This is my personal space. This is my safe place. Absolutely. Don't be in here. But it's, I mean, that happened so fast. That happened so, so fast. I couldn't believe it.
But I also like, you know how I read it, which I kind of liked? I read it to where she would rather give up her identity in front of her new stepdad than not, than leave dead air on her radio show.
True.
Like it was more important to get to speak to the listeners than it was for this guy not to realize. And of course, he, you know, offers her a slot at the station because why not? She's hugely popular. She's hip. Everybody's loving her. So great. She is now going to be on the radio. And by the way, we mentioned in the book that her DJ name was Sweet Tea. I asked you at the beginning what your band name would be. Do you have a persona you'd be like? Who? What would your DJ name be?
I don't see. I don't know. I don't. I don't know. I was younger, so my nickname when I was younger was Bree. I got called like when I was really little by my family. Okay. My family still calls me Bree a lot of times. Some of my close friends call me Bree. So it'd probably maybe be along the lines of something with Bree in it, I think. Yeah.
Well, again, depending on when your time slot is, if you're at 3, then it's Bee with Bree at 3 would be incredible.
I love that.
Come on. I would be Will the Will Friedle. It's just easier for people to remember.
Right.
But she quickly builds her audience up. So she starts the show. She moves over there again. They show her in the booth for the first time ever. And she's very, very nervous. The thing that threw me was her engineer, who's now her best friend, said,
ticking down.
You're on in 15.
14. 15.
I assumed that was 15 minutes and she had some time in the booth. And she starts counting down 14, 13. I was like, oh, it's 15 seconds. She doesn't have a lot of time.
And she just had told her to practice. That was one of my Sabrina C's. You literally told me to practice. And she said, okay, I'm going to try to do, put on a music. And she's like, great. Yeah. You're on in 15, 14.
Yes.
So wait, hold on.
She hit one button and then it's like you're on in 15, go. Wait, what? But she ends up, again, the audience is starting to build. The kids in school are starting to really get into this. The kids all over Seattle are starting to really get into this. And she is now starting to drop little what we would call Easter eggs into her show to say, like, to affect what's going on in her life. So let's everybody wear red tomorrow because that'll show that we're all in this together. And then the whole school is filled with red. You know, let's all do that. We're having a dance party. So they're all kind of doing that kind of stuff. But one of the things she does is the guy she has a crush on leaves a demo CD and she picks it up, which is, again, by the horribly named band, the G's. And plays it and they start to become very, very big. It leads to a spontaneous dance mid-class to release all these pent up emotions. And of course, this catches the attention of the most animated principal. It seemed like she was in a movie for like 7-year-olds. It really did, like the wacky principal. And it wasn't that she was unfunny. It just seemed like she was in a completely different movie, Principal Moreno.
Besides the twins, no one was really at that quirky, animated, you know, no one's characters really seem like that. Maybe the one that helps out our villainess.
Oh, the bad girls.
Stacy's best friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she was a little bit, but not really. You know, everyone was, she just was over the top.
They're over the top. I agree. And that's her best friend, Stacy's best friend. It could be a very fun character. A girl who has her own personal assistant in school is very fun.
Yes.
But again, everything was just kind of outlandish. So, so eventually Radio Rebel has to come clean because even her best friend, Audrey, doesn't know who she is. Eventually she comes clean. And now she's got somebody else on her side who's helping her out with everything. And the team is now in place to keep her anonymity while she is also growing in popularity and starting to affect the school around her.
Her stepdad has said that he wants to keep that together.
Right, which is great.
Which was big, but also a lot of pressure because now it's not just her because she's embarrassed. And now it's, he goes through this whole like little teeny tiny monologue of saying like, you know, I could lose my job. No big deal. No pressure. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, yeah.
What?
But he's like, you're more important. Yeah. And I like that, that you are more important. You're more important than being able to feed the family if I lose my job, which is fine. Another question for you. Did you find the voice that she was talking with and then the voice that went out on the radio were that different?
No. You mean as far as it is it concealing who she was?
Yeah, because she uses a voice modulator and it didn't seem like it was all that different.
That was one of the things that I saw too, or I heard.
I'm stealing all your
Sabrina
C's again.
No, that's okay because I wanted to make sure, I'm glad that you're hearing it too because she was supposed to be using something to make her voice sound different. So much that when her twin best friends have some kind of, you know, they're computer guys.
Yeah, they built a program or science something. Yeah,
pre-programmed something to try to expose her. There's a moment where that's when I went, oh, wow, okay. So she's supposed to sound a lot different and she really does it.
I agree.
Her voice might be a little bit more raspy on the radio than it was.
They made it a little more sultry, a little more raspy, which I also kind of thought was a weird choice to make her almost like a sexy DJ. It was a little strange.
A little bit.
It was, but I didn't think the voice was different enough.
Yeah.
But, and again, why... She's on buses. There's not pictures of her, but who is Radio Rebel is kind of everywhere. And you figure you could just stand outside the station and watch her walk in, which they tried to do later, I think. But she was hiding her identity, but it wouldn't have been that difficult to find out because she says, I'm recording here at such and such time.
Exactly,
I'm live.
Exactly.
It's like you would know when she was there. But things even get worse for Tara as Radio Rebel, who's just spilling all of her emo feelings on the air, making the principal even angrier. The principal threatens to expel any students for listening to the show or anyone involved in concealing the host's identity. And if that's not hard enough, prom is also coming up. And Tara's arch nemesis, Stacy, is already taking Gavin, who Tara obviously likes. And Gavin is a cool guy. And it seems like Gavin and Tara have a lot in common. They like talking about kind of obscure bands. They're into indie stuff. And you can see Stacy doesn't like that. And I think one of the other reasons that Gavin and Stacy wouldn't work is because that's also the name of a very popular Welsh sitcom. Gavin and Stacy, look it up. Great show. It's true. So again, making things worse, Principal Moreno decides if somebody doesn't come forward and say who Radio Rebel is, or if Radio Rebel doesn't give herself up, she's canceling the prom.
Yes.
Which the only thing going through my head as the son of two lawyers is I'm not sure that's legal. Like, I don't think you can cancel a school event based on something not happening on school grounds. So I'm going and making a radio show that kids are listening to.
Good point.
At home at 6 p.m. or whatever. You can't now cancel school functions because you don't like something that's not taking place on school grounds. I don't think you're allowed to do that. I could be wrong. And if you are a lawyer in the prom world, let us know.
It not happening on school grounds. Yes, I think that's a huge thing. You also cannot confiscate items from a kid and never give them back, which is what it seems like. I got my cell phone taken away from me almost every day in second period, my senior year, and every day I had to go and get it back at the end of the day. And it got so bad that my mom had to. And at that point, it was.
Well,
you
why
know,
were you on? What was second period? What were you learning? And why were you on your phone the whole time, Sabrina?
Economics class. And my boyfriend at the time always called me during that time. So he got me in trouble.
And you would answer?
No, I would just forget to turn my phone on ring.
Oh, okay. You were like talking
It would be on either vibrate or I wouldn't turn it off, which I should have just turned it off. So still my bad. I was a knucklehead. But you can't just take somebody's actual phone away, nor can you do however they're listening to the radio there.
Oh, no. She had several $1,000 worth of iPods and earbuds and every other thing.
So
which is nuts. So, but this works.
But this lady's on a power trip regardless.
And it works. Yes. And it works. The student body is now has pissed. Turned on Radio Rebel. They are furious. They want their prom. Tara is now completely defeated. She's taking calls from angry classmates and she's ready to give it up and drop the whole act. But then
I felt so bad for her.
She has a plan, Sabrina. Yes. There's a plan.
There's a plan.
And that plan.
There's a plan.
Is MORP.
Yes.
The plan is MORP. And MORP, of course, is prom backwards. So students can wear casual clothes. They can dance however they want. And most importantly, they can listen to any radio show their heart desires. And add to this pressure, Radio Rebel has now been nominated. Radio Rebel, not Tara.
No.
But Radio Rebel has been nominated for prom queen against her number one enemy, Stacey, who has been lobbying and lobbying and lobbying to get, just man, did she, just like Xiong Yun trying to be Catwoman, she is lobbying to be prom queen, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And so who's going to be MORP queen? And she even says, well, if Radio Rebel wins, who's going to accept the crown? I could be expelled. Right. And it's like, well, then don't accept the crown.
Just win.
You're anonymous.
Yes, that seemed was the like point. An easy answer to me, Will. An easy answer.
Yes. Okay, so one thing we haven't mentioned yet through the entire conversation, we've talked about her stepdad, who's we both really liked what they did with that character. We haven't talked about her mom.
No.
Who was...
What a quack!
Overly involved mom, which is a new DCOM trope we haven't seen yet. Like overly, overly, overly involved
and
in her life.
To the point where she says she's so excited that she, well, not Tara, but her persona, Radio Rebel, has been nominated that she says she doesn't even care if she gets expelled. Okay, mom.
Yeah, okay. I don't care if you're kicked out of school. I care about prom. That's your mom.
I care about you getting a crown at a dance.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. That knocked me off my feet a little bit. I wasn't ready for that. Yeah. I thought maybe she'd bring the idea that you and I both had easily. Well, why don't you just, maybe you'll win. You just don't have to accept the award.
Yeah. Just go to the prom. Enjoy yourself. Be anonymous.
Have fun. Have a good time. Like, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, so again,
gosh.
Her mom, it's like, shows up at places and eavesdrops on her conversations. Very, very involved mom.
Also, another thing to go back to the characters just being a little funky and weird. There's a part.
Yeah.
Her, like, the second I saw oatmeal or whatever it was on her face, Stacey comes to the door and she's got some, like, cherry things on her fingers or whatever those were for cuticle. That whole thing was pushed.
Yeah. Very caricature-y.
Too much and didn't really understand why that was really that necessary. But yeah.
No, again, very cartoony. They took every other character. And I guess you could even say they took Tara cartoony with not being able to speak in front of people. I mean, they were very pronounced characters. Let's say that.
Yes.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So Stacy and her minions are hot on the trail of Terra. They're trying to figure out, obviously, who Radio Rebel is, A, because their Radio Rebel is now up against her at prom, but B, also because the normies are coming up and talking to her like they think that,
the,
you know,
normies.
She's made everyone equal. The pops, they call it here, are coming up and talking to us. It's crazy. And they even so at one point they have her kind of cornered in the radio station, and to get out, a giant sandwich shows up. A guy in a sandwich suit shows up to deliver the food.
Who we have not seen at all.
No, and it's also everybody, even in 2012, I've never saw a delivery person come to your house dressed as the mascot of the restaurant.
No.
That you were going to.
I don't think you even...
I mean, maybe out in front of the store, there's a giant sandwich with a flippy sign or something like that. But the guy delivering it to your house, or the person delivering it, isn't dressed like a sandwich.
Right. How do they get in and out of their car so often? Okay.
Or on their little moped. Can you imagine seeing a giant sandwich? That would be just a big sail that would blow him right off the moped the entire time.
This is an
action
beat, all right?
Exactly. We are not action beat here,
people. You can't drive vehicles with full-blown costumes.
Exactly. Stacy now thinks it could be Terra. So what she does is she holds a pre-morp party at her house so she can keep an eye on everybody. Because, of course, she invited 23 people in a school of 1,000.
Yes.
So she can keep an eye on everybody while the show goes on live. And she essentially says to Terra, she actually says to Terra, if you're not there, I'm going to know
that you're
Radio Rebel. So they don't pre-record a show, which they should have, obviously, to play while Tara's at this party. They have old clips of her that are trying to answer questions from callers. And of course, Stacy calls in, but it's going badly. So Tara grabs her phone from the party and is running around the house while Stacy's trying to find her and doing her radio show. The only thing missing was the Benny Hill theme song.
Tara slips out quickly.
Yeah.
But then starts to have to do this whole, and we see all of Stacy's parents' house, including a coat closet.
And again, if there's 200 extras that could work, but there wasn't.
There wasn't.
There's 25 people there. So you're going to notice, and it's also Stacy staring at her on the couch.
Right.
And then she gets up and walks away. And then the guy comes in, he's like, hey, can I have my coat? And you can hear that on the radio. And it's Stacy going, what is that? And it's like, okay, this didn't work even a little bit. Also, the G's perform at the party. Again, terrible band name. From now on, I'm not calling them the G's. Rude Awakening performs at the party.
Rude Awakening was not there, Will. They were not there.
The Chidashians perform at the party, even though they just formed a couple weeks ago. They're technically, like, they're really polished. They're already working on, his friend wants to drop him from the band because he wants to play real music, even though they are playing real music.
Yeah, that part was very, I didn't see the difference much besides more of an acoustic set than what they played normally at the party, you know, later on.
And they played was good. They were
Yes, I kept going, wow, these are great songs. They sound great.
But not according to Gavin.
When he's going, you know, we could talk about so much more. It's kind of, sure, we can, but
yeah, but that's not the band we are.
These are also fun party anthems. Like, you know, that's kind of what we're going to do first. And then maybe on our second album, we'll get a little deeper. All right.
Yeah. On the sophomore album, after we've hit platinum,
like, calm down,
Gavin, we're juniors in high school. Maybe we could just play Stacy's Party and not worry about anything else at this point.
We don't need to solve the world problems on track number one.
We will do Imagine. On our second album.
Okay, the Cheetah Girls do that enough with solving the world problems.
This song is called So Fly. That's the extent of what we're doing right now.
Get in your zone, Gavin.
Exactly. Stay in your lane, Gav. I mean, man, you're already going rock star persona here. You've had one song play one time on one radio station. But it's fine. Anyway, none of this matters because Morp has finally arrived. Gavin has left the band, again, for difficult reasons to explain. Radio Rebel does win Morp Queen, and then Tara walks out to accept. She's made the decision to walk out and accept the award. Did you find it weird that she did it on her own, that it wasn't like through a random series of events she got outed as Radio Rebel, but she actually makes the state, like, dresses up and walks out on stage?
I mean, it's weird how they did it. Was it a recording? Was that a recording that was going on?
Right. What, did she have a microphone?
But then she shows up with a mic.
I don't know.
A lot of it was confusing to me. That ending was a little funky.
A little strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Because the principal then walks out and claps like a cartoon character and then expels Tara. And then the entire student body, one by one, they Spartacus it. And of course her mom's there. But all of a sudden everybody starts saying, I am Spartacus. So I am Radio Rebel. So they don't know.
I am Radio Rebel.
So she can't expel everyone, but yes, apparently she can, and also she seems to, like, obviously it's Tara, so why wouldn't she just expel Tara? It was kind of thrown away.
Yeah.
But then she wins the crown, but then gives the crown to Stacy. Because Stacy was the one who really wanted to win anyway.
Right. As long as Stacy said she was Radio Rebel.
Right. I hear you're... So you have to admit
you
have to you're Radio
say
Rebel
that you
as
are,
well.
Which means she's part of the rest of the peasants.
Strange. Yes, she's a pop.
She's a pop now.
It was really weird. And then to ratchet up the weirdness even one kind of step farther, Gavin gets on stage with just an acoustic guitar because, of course, he's no longer in the G's.
No.
He's just Gavin. He's Gav.
Yeah, he's not G's. He's just G.
Yeah, so we imagine that this is a song he's had in his arsenal that he didn't play for his bandmates for some reason that we don't understand. He starts playing, but then his bandmates get up on stage and play with him. So obviously they'd had some rehearsal time on the song that Gavin was playing.
Well, if you think about it, bands, from what I hear, they, you know, practice in their garage all the time. So
right, but then why
some
would
rehearsal
he be...
It's just the fact that they all had their instruments there.
Well, that too, but it's also like it if this was the song you wanted to play, if this was the song that your heart song that you really wanted to really say something, the band, you've obviously rehearsed this with the band.
Well, it's not fully full blown Disney, but this is the idea of that a band can just pick up
and play.
And pick up and play and follow along.
Okay.
And I can hear the melody. Here's my little adding into it. Here, you know, that kind of stuff.
All right. I was going to say
idea.
Fair enough, but I don't think it's fair enough. It's weird, but I, okay.
It is weird, but
it is. It's a Disney trope,
yes,
but I get
this
it.
This is the TV version of what could actually really happen.
Yeah. And you know, this scene, so everybody gets a crown, everybody wins. It's great. But this scene also became famous because, as as Tara, but Debbie is watching the performance at Morp. She makes this very saucy kind of grin at Gavin on stage, and it has become a really famous meme.
When she moves her bang and gives the eyes.
I think we have it. Do we?
We have it.
Do we actually
definitely have it.
Said
yes.
Meme? Because this is one that has become famous. there it is. So that's become the gaze. That is the Debbie Ryan Radio Rebel gaze. You never know what somebody's going to grab. It becomes a meme.
I know. She's the queen of Disney memes, right? Isn't that when we found out? The queen of Disney memes.
She is.
It is a good one. Again, I didn't know the movie before this. See that little segment pop up and it was like, recognized it right away, right?
Oh, that's where it comes from.
Wasn't sure what it would come from. Yes, there we go.
Yeah, there she is. Yeah, moving
with her
bang
little bang
there.
Move.
There you go. That is the famous meme. Now, she's obviously, as she's reacting to Gavin singing his song as she's doing this little hair flip.
Yes.
Did you like the music that was in the movie?
I did. I really
did. Too.
I thought it was some of the best music we've heard from as far as band goes with them playing.
I agree.
They also didn't just show, we've seen some really bad guitar playing, and they didn't show a lot of them actually playing the guitar.
Or they cut to close-up of hands. So it's like,
yes,
yeah.
They don't make it to where the actor is obviously not well advanced within the guitar playing levels.
Yep.
So instead of doing that, they do close-up on the face with them singing and then close-up on the hands. I'm okay with that.
I was
not
too.
Everyone can play the guitar. I sure as hell can't, so I'm all right with it.
It was fine. I agree. I liked the movie. But in the end, we find out that Gavin was, in fact, the sandwich mascot
who
helped Tara escape. So he always knew Tara was Radio Rebel. And then, he kisses her on the cheek because they're official Morp dates. But the thing that's cool is in 2015, Debbie revealed on Facebook that they shot an alternate ending where they actually kissed, but it wasn't used.
Right, which upset me even more after the kiss on the cheek. I thought that was garbage. Finally, we've got two kids that are high school age, so it would not be too...
inappropriate.
Yeah, inappropriate anyway.
Yeah.
Why can't we just get a little peck? Why?
Yeah.
The kissing on the cheek was so awkward. They've gone through this whole little journey together and you're going to kiss her on the cheek. And then to find out they actually did film it and didn't use it.
So you're asking for
I want a remake. I want them to redo that scene for me. I want
them
to show
ending.
The alternate ending.
Okay.
Because to me, a kiss on the cheek is just so awkward.
Okay. I get that.
Especially at that age. I don't think boys are going around kissing girls on the cheek.
So I'm going to get you a shirt that just says release the kiss cut.
Okay.
So no, I think if you're not going to have them kiss, I agree that to me, a kiss on the cheek is like swearing without swearing.
Right.
In movies where they say things like
crud.
Yeah, exactly. Where it just doesn't work.
So dumb.
So have them look at each other, the lights behind them, and then freeze on them looking at each other. You don't need any contact if that's what you're going to do.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
That part annoyed me. And then it was even more. They actually filmed it.
Yeah. All right. Release the kiss cut. I'm giving you the shirt.
Release the kiss cut.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Let's do some real reviews. Sabrina, why don't you start with our 5-star?
I will, because I really did like this little movie. It was fun for me. Loved, this is from Nicholas P., 5-star.
Okay.
Loved this movie since I was 8, and now I'm 19. Such an amazing, positive approach that helps kids and adults see good in life. Also, the music is amazing. The movie is worth a try for anyone, so if you haven't watched it, go for it. You won't be sorry.
Solid 5-star review.
Solid 5.
The 1-star review is from Olivia W.
And Olivia's pissed.
Olivia's pissed.
Something happened.
Gonna read this as written. This film is corrupt and dishonorable. The premise of Morp is ludicrous. What happened to tradition? Promise something that under no circumstances should be compromised or altered. There is no doubt in my mind that Morp is leftist propaganda made to insert the idea of rebellion in our young teens' developing minds. That said, unless you want your child to grow up a loopy, egg-headed liberal, do not let them watch Radio Rebel. Very specific
Olivia,
review from
gonna
Olivia.
I am going to need you to calm down for 5 seconds. Morp is something that is at so many high schools nowadays. So you're...
Is it?
Yes.
Wait, Morp's a real thing?
Yes. Don't worry. I'm getting to it in Sabrina's scenes because I knew this was not something you've been aware of before. Ooh. Don't worry.
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah, no, Olivia had some issues there with the film.
You know what? I think Olivia was actually the real life Stacey.
That's what I think it is. Her. Yes.
Olivia,
I want to release the Olivia
Stacey
cut
of the movie. The book was written about her and she is still not okay with it.
We're also going to be doing a new feature this week we're calling the Even More Warped Tour. So there's a bunch of bands that are mentioned in this movie, like the G's. So I'm going to name a band, and you got to tell me if it's mentioned as a fictitious band in Radio Rebel or someone who played on the infamous Warped Tour in 2012, the year the movie was released. Okay?
All right.
First band name? You first.
Radio Rebel.
I think it was Radio Rebel as well, wasn't it?
That is Radio Rebel. It's the first band on the T-shirt. That one I gave you kind of an easy one.
That's what I thought.
Dang.
Okay.
I thought I was doing really good.
Well, you are. We're 1-for-1. All right. The second band, Oh Sleeper. I'm going to say that's Warped Tour.
Warped Tour.
I don't remember that in the movie.
Yeah.
Two for two. That's a Warped Tour band. You're on a streak.
Yes. Okay. All right. Band number three, The Smugglers. I'm going to say Warped Tour again. That sounds Warped Tour.
I'm going to say Warped Tour too.
Nope, that's a poster in the radio station. That's Radio Rebel.
Radio Rebel poster. Okay. Biebs and Her Moneymakers. That's a great name. Oh, I hope that's a real band.
I feel like it's a real band.
Just because I hope it's real, I'm going to say Warped Tour.
That's right. They did a handful of dates of Warped Tour.
Wow. Yes.
Biebs and Her Moneymakers, great band name. Nan Cougar.
Nan Cougar. I didn't see that anywhere either.
I didn't either. So
Warped Tour.
You didn't see it because you didn't use AI to enhance her bedroom, because there is a poster for Nan Cougar that I actually had to do work to find. So Nan Cougar is in her bedroom.
So it's a poster in her bedroom. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what AI should be used for, by the way. This is why we have it. Brilliant.
Enhancing a DCOM is worth using AI. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think I know the last one because he mentions Red Letter Day.
Yes.
Doesn't he talk about Red Letter Day?
No, she introduces the band Red Letter Day when she tells everyone to wear red. Right?
Well, no, Red Letter Day is from Radio Rebel.
Yeah, but it's because he says it to her.
Correct. He suggests if you like you first, you'll like Red Letter Day.
Oh, okay. You'll love Red Letter Day. Yes. Yeah. That's when Stacey then walks over and she's like, no band talk because I'm a jerk.
That's not the band that she introduces on the radio, though.
No, it is.
It is the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he tells her about it and then she plays it on the radio because he mentions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go enhance more DCOMs.
Yeah. Go AI more DCOMs because that's awesome, Jensen. Thank you very much.
I'll just keep checking posters.
That's wonderful.
Biebs and Her Moneymakers is now my favorite thing ever. I can't wait to Google and listen to the music because I'm gonna. Let's do Sabrina C's. Sabrina C's.
All right. Okay. So I've got the main one is to talk about more, but I'm gonna go through real quick and see which ones. Okay. One thing that hit me right from the start, especially since you hated the name G's so much. Did you see the G's shirt he was wearing? In the beginning.
Yeah, was it?
It was a Pac-Man shirt.
Yes.
We're going to go with his mom. His mom rhinestoned with these silver studs, just the G. They tried to make the Pac-Man look like G. That was the most hilarious shirt. I love the wardrobe in these movies all the time. They're so...
You do, I can tell.
Sometimes they are so funny. You have to just stop and like soak it in. That was one of the best shirts ever. And then I do have to say this one moment in the movie with her best friend where she's out on the grass and she does the screaming thing that like a toddler does where she's like,
yes, if you don't tell me, I'm going to scream.
I'm just going to scream. And she did. I was appalled for her. That would have made me not be your friend for at least a 3 or 4 day span because... That's embarrassing for a mom to have to go through with a 5-year-old, but a best friend to go through with somebody her own age. That was so embarrassing.
Oh, that's funny. I love that you would have sentenced her to 3 or 4 days of not being your friend.
Yes. There's just so you understood that could never happen again. We are going to just have some space for a good 3 to 4 days because
great.
That would have embarrassed me so much. And she did it.
I can't wait till we're in public together again, Sabrina. Yeah. I'm going to just yell to top my lungs or something.
I will take a hiatus from the show without a doubt. You may not do that. That was awful. Okay.
Okay, fair.
More. So I knew that I'm like, I can't wait to explain more because I bet you Will's not going to really actually know that this was a thing. This happened when I was in high school. The way they do it here in Orange County, and of course there's other ways. I loved the spin that they did it where everything was, they're saying we're going to flip everything upside down. And in the movie, the chairs were hanging from the ceiling. Like they really went to a great like extent to do the decoration of Morp, which I love. Morp is obviously prom spelled backwards. So here it's the first dance of the year.
Because you end with prom.
Yes, yeah, so you end with prom. You start with Morp. It's kind of a back to school date. So I will send you the two Morps that I went to. One was my freshman year, and it's like I had all these little butterflies in our hair, and we had this cute, kind of cute outfit, right? We're freshmen. And then the next year, when we find ourselves and we're not caring to be cute and adorable or whatever, we're really just going for fun, because really at my school, it was mainly girls that went to it. The guys, it wasn't a date dance. It was just a group dance. It kind of became a group dance. So I went with all my girls and we all dressed up like our boyfriends. So we all had our big, their big cargo pants on with socks and their Vans and, you know, their hats and whatever. And we had the best time. It was such a fun time with just the girls. So Morph was one of my favorite dances in high school.
So I have to ask, did this movie invent Morph, or was Morph a thing?
Considering I graduated 10 years earlier than this movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. That's right. I keep forgetting that. Yes, you're right. Okay. No,
it did not.
So Morph. Okay. But, gotcha.
Morph was definitely very new when I was in high school, for our high school at least. It wasn't done very many times before I was actually in high school. So my freshman year, I want to say it was one of the first times it was done. And it was a really fun dance and I loved it. And I loved it because it wasn't a dance that was just for, you know, the date aspect, which all the other dances are.
So a group.
This ended up being more of a group dance. You don't go with the date, you go with a group of people. So it could be a group of mix of girls and guys, or there were guy groups that went as well. But it was so fun. I will send the pictures for you in the chat so you could see, because it's definitely two different vibes. It's, we're cute and adorable. And then it's, look at us, we're like, we're being like a lot more funny. So.
Okay. I like that. At my school, we had Blorge, but I'm not going to explain what it is.
Okay.
Did you have any more surprises?
That was it. That's all I was going to get to today.
I love the morphing. So now we have to rate the movie 1 out of 10. And here are the options we've got this week. Voice distortion filters, dancing sandwiches, morphs, Sherry O'Terry lookalike principles. Over-involved moms, or I'm going to add Biebs and the Moneymakers.
Let's do Biebs and the Moneymakers.
Okay. So how many Biebs and the Moneymakers do you give this film?
I felt this movie was an easy watch. It wasn't super... I got caught up on a few things, you know, but mainly the principal drove me nuts.
Right.
So because of her, I'm going to take it down to a 7.
A 7, okay.
We're not
too far apart. I had some issues with a lot of the caricatures.
Yeah.
Were just very kind of over the top. The end didn't make any real sense to me at all. I didn't kind of get that. So I'm going to give it 6 Biebs and the Moneymakers.
7 Biebs and the Moneymakers versus a 6 Biebs and the Moneymakers. Biebs
and the Moneymakers. Yeah. I might even go 6.5 again, because the acting was good.
That's what kept me going.
The characters weren't great, but the acting was not bad.
The characters that I liked.
And the music was good.
I really, really loved the way the actors did it. One of my favorite things was her best friend when she did her monologue for their acting class.
Great.
Wasn't she so good?
They were. The whole, I mean, again, the characters were over the top, but they were written and directed that way. The actors were good at pulling them off. So I might even go 6.5 to 7. Could be 7. No, I'm going to stick it at 6.5. 6.5 Biebs and the Moneymakers.
Wait, you're changing it from a 6 to 6.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go up to 6.5. Okay. I'm going to go up to 6.5 because of the actors.
Because the actors,
That's good. And I think that's good. So there you have it. We have put another one in the books. And I know everybody's going to be very excited, because one of the most asked for, and I mean far and away most asked for films, is coming up next. We are going to be doing 1999's Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. Yes, we are doing it. But before we get to it, we want to kind of whet your appetites. And we are talk about Disney royalty, but from the other side of the camera, we're going to be talking to Stu Krieger. Now, Stu wrote all of the Xenon movies.
Yes.
Also wrote Going to the Mat, Gotta Kick It Up, Smart House, Phantom of the Megaplex. I mean, it's like this guy is responsible for a ridiculous number of these DCOMs.
It's huge.
Huge, huge, huge DCOMs. It was a great interview.
And it's going to be so exciting to have his take on what it's like to be a part of, you know, the Xenon franchise, you know, watching it from the very beginning. We get to talk to the actors after it's already written. Things have been produced, you know, that kind of thing. This is from the very beginning. Starting with just page 1. That's incredible. what a different ride we're going to hear about. I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. It was a great interview. Actually, we want to play a little bit for you now. So check out this little moment with Stu Krieger.
Xenon is Eloise at the Plaza on the space station. And if you know that emblematic kids book from the 50s, it was a yep. kid living at the Plaza Hotel in New York, creating mischief and wreaking havoc and getting into places she shouldn't be. And I said, it's Eloise at the Plaza on the space station. And they went, you're hired.
Wow.
And the reason you were hired is 18 writers before you came in and said, they said it was a variation over and over again of it's 90210 meets Star Trek. Disney Channel would not do 90210. Disney Channel would not do Star Trek. No, thank you. And you came in and said, Eloise at the Plaza on the space station. That's who we are. That's what we do. Boom, let's go.
Yeah, there is plenty more of that. And that is going to be Monday on the Magical Rewind feed. So go and check that out, because some of the insights he had into some of the biggest DCOMs of all time were really, really cool. And it was amazing to hear from the beginning. You're exactly what you said, how it all started.
Yes.
So appreciate you sticking with us. Remember to subscribe to our feed. And you can follow us at Magical Rewind Pod on the Instagram machine. Thanks, everybody. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.